Hare Krishna. Aversion is as much a temptation as is attachment. On the spiritual path, we often understand that attachments are undesirable and that if we are too attached to things, then that can distract us from the spiritual path. So we try to overcome attachments, we try to battle against attachments. Now, if we are too attached to some person, that can distract us from doing that which is necessary for the good of that person, for our own good, for our spiritual growth. Now, while we understand that attachment is a temptation that can distract us, what we often may not realize is that the opposite of attachment, that is aversion, that can also be equally distracting. That is also a temptation which can take us away from Krishna. That means if we are too attached to someone, we are always thinking about that person, and then we are not emotionally available for thinking about Krishna. But the same thing can happen when we become too averse to someone. When we are averse to someone, at that time, we are thinking, you know, why is this person like this? Why do they speak like this? Why do they do like this? So in a unwittingly, what happens is, we let that person occupy us. Mentally. We let that person consume us mentally. We let that person become the focus of our consciousness. And normally when we are attached, we can easily understand that it's a temptation because the person we are attached to, thinking about them gives us pleasure. When we are averse to someone, when we think about that person, that causes irritation, that causes anger. So we don't think of that as a temptation. But essentially, temptation is anything that keeps us away from Krishna. So, aversion is also a temptation. Sometimes even in the spiritual path, if somebody is creating troubles for us, and then we feel angry with that person, we become averse to that person. But at that time also, if even for our spiritual purposes, if we let some person who is obstructing us become dominant in our consciousness, then that is also a temptation. And just as we would fight off attachment, we need to fight off aversion also. We need to stay centered on Krishna, and that we can do when we recognize that aversion is also a temptation. Krishna talks about in the Bhagavad Gita 3.34, Indriyasya Indriyasyarthe Ragadvesha Vyavastitav Tayor Navashama Gachet Tavyasya Paripanthinav. So he says that Paripanthinav is obstacles. Actually, Pantha is path, Pari is thieves. So Krishna says these two are thieves on the spiritual path. What are they? He says, Raga and Dvesha. Both. He says attachment steals away our consciousness. Similarly, aversion also steals away our consciousness. And both make our consciousness unavailable for Krishna. And that's why Raga, Dvesha, Vimukta is so. When we understand that actually this person is distracting me from Krishna. Even if that person is creating some problems, we can deal with that problem in a practical way wherever it is possible. But we don't have to let that person consume us mentally. By focusing on Krishna, by focusing on connecting with Krishna, we can see that anything that distracts us from that is temptation. Whether that thing gives pleasure or whether that thing causes pain. By seeing aversion also as a temptation, we can resist the temptation for aversion and stay fixed in our devotion. Thank you. Hare Krishna.